our youth not to go to Battle Creek. When I first heard of the reopening of Battle Creek College, I was in great distress, for I knew that this, if managed as some desired, would call many young people there. I knew that this move, if unopposed, would bring results very different from those intended or anticipated by some connected with the movement. How could we consent to have the flower of our youth called to Battle Creek to receive their education, when God has given warning after warning that they are not to gather there? Some who stand there as leaders and teachers do not understand the real groundwork of our faith. Many of those who have been educated in Battle Creek need to learn the first principles of present truth. We cannot advise our youth to go to Battle Creek to obtain their education, when the Lord is calling them away from Battle Creek, that they may be taught the truth for this time. I will turn and overturn, saith the Lord. Not all the leaders in Battle Creek are safe, reliable teachers, for they are not taught and led by God. Those who have had message after message and yet have not heeded these messages do not know the value of the knowledge that maketh wise unto salvation. Let those who have seen our youth lose their Christian experience and go into infidelity in Battle Creek, for quite a number have, ask themselves the question, what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What line can sound the depths of the ruin of one soul? Who can weigh the eternal weight of glory and bliss that every human being who is saved will surely enjoy? God forbid that one word of encouragement should be spoken to call our youth to a place where they will be leavened by misrepresentations and falsehoods regarding the testimonies and the work and character of the ministers of God. My message will become more and more pointed, as was the message of John the Baptist, even though it cost me my life. The people shall not be deceived. I have been instructed that there are in Battle Creek men who are or have been connected with our institutions, who have rejected light and chosen their own perverse way. Unless these men are converted, they will become Satan's decoys to lead souls away from the truth. At times they will work to undermine the confidence of those in whose minds they can plant the seeds of doubt and questioning. They hate the testimonies of reproof sent them and refuse to follow the light given by God to direct their feet in the right way. My soul is so greatly distressed as I see the working out of the plans of the tempter that I cannot express the agony of my mind. Is the Church of God always to be confused by the devices of the accuser, when Christ's warnings are so definite, so plain? The showing at the Battle Creek Sanitarium is not in harmony with the Lord's design for the institution. I have been instructed that in building so large a sanitarium in Battle Creek, men have followed their own devising. They have not been led by the Lord, but have done directly contrary to the light that He has given. I write these words in order that the example that has been set in Battle Creek shall not be followed in other places, for it is not in accordance with God's plan. Instead of so large an institution being built in one place, plants should have been made in many cities in which there is nothing to represent the truth. Large sanitariums placed in close association a great number of believers and unbelievers. The Lord is calling for separation from the world. but large institutions call for the mingling of our youth with worldlings. This association brings great temptation to the youth. The work of soul saving that could be done, were fewer unbelievers gathered together in one place, is greatly retarded. The enemy will devise many plans to occupy minds and to divert attention from the message that is to be proclaimed. But we are to go straight forward with our work. The end of all things is at hand. The coming of the Lord in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory is very near. At this time, when wickedness is at its height, ministers of the gospel are crying peace and safety. Upon those whose minds are thus set at rest, sudden destruction cometh. Unprepared, they shall not escape. When Christ comes to gather to himself those who have been faithful, the last trump will sound, and the whole earth, from the summits of the loftiest mountains to the lowest recesses of the deepest mines, will hear. The righteous dead will hear the sound of the last trump, and will come forth from their graves to be clothed with immortality, and to meet their Lord. And those who pierced the Savior, those who scourged and crucified him, will also be raised to behold him whom they mocked and despised, coming in the clouds of heaven, attended by the heavenly host 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. This scene has been presented before me as fully as I could bear to behold it. Then the scene has changed, and representations of things existing at the present time have passed before me. I have seen men who have been placed in positions of trust as watchmen, molding and fashioning the work in our conferences and institutions in accordance with worldly policy, which God condemns. The medical missionary work is sick and needs the restoring power of the great healer before it can accomplish a work in harmony with its name.